Yeah, it seemed a little ridiculous. Yeah, some of them seemed really bad, including the roughing the passer on me. That's not roughing the passer. Might as well play sarcastic ball if we're going to call those things. And I thought the one on Kinlaw was not roughing the passer either.
How about that? Rodgers saying a hit that he took was not roughing the passer. That's what it's going to take. That right there. From marquee stars of the sport. If you want it to change, it's got to come from within. Because as we talked chapter and verse in the last segment, fans aren't going to stop watching just because the product is worse. How do I want to say this without getting someone that I love in trouble here? I don't know that I can. But I'm gonna try. So I have a friend who works at a manufacturing plant, and they have a certain standard for a food product that they make that you already know that they need it to pass a certain taste threshold, right? And what they do is they basically water their product down to a point where it costs as little as possible, but still tastes the same, or as close to the same as where it could be passed off for your regular layman individual.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the NFL is doing. The product has been watered down, lessened, but still passable enough that we're going to consume it the same way. If it's going to change, long way of me saying this, guys like Rodgers, guys like Russell Wilson, if and when he plays, guys like Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, name the superstars, they need to be the ones that come out and criticize the officiating, because if they don't, we got no prayer of it changing. And it might not change anyhow, but I actually liked that from Rodgers yesterday. Hey, AJ Epenesa, he hit me. He hit me, and that's not a flag.
I don't think enough guys will come forward.
I don't think so either.
Because it benefits, and especially Rodgers is an old school quarterback. So it's like, if I'm Mahomes, if I'm Kyler Murray, if I am the Texans, CJ Stroud, if I'm some of these young quarterbacks, like, all right, Aaron, you're going to be gone in like 2-3 years. Like, we're going to have to play for 10 years. We want it to be our way. I don't see any of those guys really stepping up and saying, oh yeah, like the rules need to change, even if it doesn't benefit me. Like, they don't know any other game. They only know this game. Rodgers knows the other game.
No, you're right about that. And Stroud's also playing on a rookie deal, and Jaden Daniels, guys like that, you're less willing to speak up because you're going to have to eat a fine. It is incumbent upon...
And also money, too. Like, I mean, they have to, like, if they get hurt, like, Rodgers already made his money.
Right.
He can say that stuff. You know, he's going to be done.
So you think the majority of quarterbacks, probably the new school ones, probably like it the way that it is now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They're protected. And receivers going across the middle. Like, I mean, that's all they know, too. They don't
all
know.
The receivers have to love it.
They don't know any other game.
Texter, I thought roughing the passer was supposed to be reviewable this year. That's not the answer. Not the answer. More replay, not the answer. I have no faith they're going to get it right. All it's going to do is slog these games down even more.
Right.
Another text, and this is from Smithers. We love Smithers. He's one of our biggest listeners. He says, we need more calls on the offensive player carrying the ball, lowering his helmet into a defense, which happens damn near every play. No, we don't.
Nope.
No, we don't need more. We do not need more flags. The answer is not call more penalties, review more things. I don't know a lot about anything. I know that is not the answer, either of those.